This is program number LW2767. Who am I? What is my origin? Who were my ancestors? Was my great-great-great-great-grandfather a pauper or a king? Did my forefathers come over on the Mayflower, or were they already here to greet it? Hi, this is Larry West. You know, there are lots of people among us, those who were adopted as children, who are now wanting to know their biological parents. Maybe you were adopted as a child, and you're wondering as to who your biological parents are. It's a natural curiosity, I guess, as there are more and more of us spending our leisure time searching out our lineage. And for most of us, it's relatively an easy task. Birth and death certificates are a matter of record. All that is needed is some time and some patience for us to search out all the details of our past. But for this one major group, the adopted, none of these rules seem to apply. One out of every 50 persons in the United States is adopted, and there are few adoptees who know who their biological parents really are. Generally, when a child is adopted, his original birth certificate, the one, you know, listing his natural mother and father, is sealed by court order. Then, in addition, there is usually an agreement among all the parties in an adoption to keep identities secret, secret from each other, and secret from the one being adopted. Now, this is where there lies a lot of contention. Some people who were adopted as children are demanding there be changes in the law so that they can see their original birth certificate. Yet on the other side, many people who gave up their children insist that adoption agencies have guaranteed that the records would remain confidential, and they want them to remain that way because of a lot of reasons. Because of illegitimacy, or because they fear of seeing the child would bring up old heartaches, and they're just not ready to face them. Lots of reasons. Still, those who have been adopted wonder, were their natural parents healthy? Were there any hereditary diseases that they should be aware of? And there are 1,001 other questions they find themselves asking, wondering, desperately sometimes wondering, who am I? Who are my parents? Why was I given up? There are a lot of people wondering, who am I? People even who are not adoptees. There are a lot of people who have found their family tree, and as far as knowing who their real parents are, knowing even how their grandfather died, knowing the health problems, financial problems, and you name it, about their own family, their own biological family, they are informed about all that, and yet they still ask themselves, who am I? You know, the answer to that question doesn't lie within the family tree. It doesn't depend upon genealogy, not the question, who am I? The real answer is found in only one source. It's a book that is not locked up because of some court order either. It's not something that on rare occasions an individual is given special permission to look into. This source book is found in libraries across the country. It's found, in fact, in doctor's offices, in motel rooms, even in most newsstands, believe it or not. This source book, the one I'm talking about, is the Bible. It's the one that can really tell you who you are. It tells you where you came from, why you're here, and where you're going. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I'm convinced you can find who you are if you'll read the Bible. I have a free Bible study course that's helped more than 70,000 people find out who they really are. The Bible study course is yours free. I'd love to send it to you. There is no cost and no obligation. It's called For God So Loved You. It's a bright and shiny, multicolor, slick Bible correspondence course book, and you can study it in the privacy of your own home. Listen, I'm not kidding. The Bible is frankly our only source book that really tells us where we came from, who we are, and where we're going. The Bible is the only book that really has the answers. I'd love to send you this Bible study course. Would you write me for it? It's free, absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.